The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Bob Burney Live, looking at today's news through a biblical worldview.
I talk quite a bit about the bias in the media. And of course, somebody said, well, Bob, you're biased too. Well, here's the difference. I admit it. Yeah, I'm biased. I think I'm objective. I hope I'm balanced, but of course I'm biased. I am number one, a Christian, a Christ follower, and a believer in Scripture. I am a biblicist, and I evaluate world events, today's news, yesterday's news, tomorrow's news from a biblical worldview. At least that's what I attempt to do. Secondly, I am a conservative. First, I am a conservative theologically, but I am a conservative politically. That is my bias, okay? And I don't try to hide it. The news media is supposed to be unbiased and neutral. They are not. I don't spend a whole lot of time on Twitter. Twitter doesn't ring my bell. I mean, Jeff posts on Twitter all the time, and I check it occasionally, but it's just not my thing. But I do follow it occasionally, and there are several people that I follow. One is a reporter from our local newspaper. And the name of the paper will go unnamed, and the name of the reporter will go unnamed, but he is a political reporter, and he is so biased. He's not an editorialist. He's a reporter. And his tweets, negative about Trump, 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 positive about Biden, positive about Biden, positive about Biden. He has basically ignored this whole Hunter Biden scandal and all that. But, you know, if Donald Trump belches, he posts that on Twitter. And a few days ago, he went railing on Donald Trump about, can I change my vote? In a speech, in a campaign speech, Donald Trump just kind of casually mentioned, you know, hey, many of you voted, and now you realize that you voted for the wrong person. Maybe you need to change your vote. Well, this guy from the local newspaper went crazy. What's he doing? What do you mean? Change your vote. You can't do that. Well, you can't in Ohio. You can't in Ohio, but you can in other states. Now, there are different rules and regulations as to how you can do it, but altogether, you can change after you cast your vote. Now, not on the day of the election, but early voting, absentee ballots, and so forth. You can do it in New York. You submit your absentee ballot, mail it in, and then you go, oh, my goodness. That's not how I wanted to cast my ballot. You can change it. In Michigan, you can actually change your vote after casting your vote. Now, again, this is all absentee ballots or early voting. So you can do it in New York. You can do it in Michigan. You can do it in Minnesota. You can do it in New Hampshire. And you can do it in Wisconsin. So what is that, five states? Let me go back. I wasn't counting. One, two, three, four or five. Yep. New York, Michigan, Minnesota, New Hampshire, and Wisconsin. You can actually change your ballot. So Donald Trump was not wrong. Just depends on state you live in. Which brings me to this, and this is just my personal opinion, folks. And I've said this consistently through the years. If I were king, and I'm not, but if I were king, I would do away with all early voting. Now, we are seeing record numbers of people voting early this year. Record numbers. I'd do away with it. I would. I would do away with it. I would have one day for the election. I would make it a national holiday. Everybody's off work. Nobody works. National holiday. One day, you vote on that day and only on that day. Absentee, yeah, under certain circumstances, if you're out of town, out of the country, and you are genuinely absentee and you can't vote in person, sure, of course. But this early voting for 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 weeks, do you realize how many things can and do happen? 1 week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks before the election? And how many people might vote early and go, why in the world did I do that? For instance, this Hunter Biden thing. Now, the mainstream media is going to ignore this, no matter what happens. But this is explosive. And I'm telling you, if even half of what has been alleged is true, if Joe Biden is elected, he will be impeached. Now, again, if even half of what is being alleged about Ukraine, China, the business dealings, getting cuts and so forth, underground, underhand deals, if Joe Biden is elected, he'll be impeached. And unlike the case with Donald Trump, there will be substance to the impeachment. Well, that has all come out in the last 2 weeks. Then today, the GDP, the economy, has rebounded faster than at any time in American history. The news today from the economy and unemployment, unbelievably and honestly historic news for the economy. We have never had a rebound as big and as quick as we have experienced now. That's huge. Because one of the campaign themes of Joe Biden is the economy. Yeah, well, Joe Biden between now and next Tuesday is not going to be talking about the economy. He can't. He would be foolish to bring up the economy. Well, what about all of the people who have already voted early? Because Joe Biden said that Donald Trump is handling the economy in a horrible way. And now we have this incredibly historic good news for the economy. That's why, and I realize many, many, many of you have voted early, and I'm not scolding you or even disagreeing with you because it's legal, so why not take advantage of it? I would do away with it. No more early voting at all. We have an election day. It's declared. If we need to increase the number of precincts, polling places, great. Look at the millions and millions and millions and millions and millions of dollars we are spending now to put people in the early voting centers. Just take that money and increase the number of polling sites so there wouldn't be 3 and 4 hour waits. That's just my thoughts. If I were king, be very, very thankful that I'm not king. I would be a very bad king. I'd be a very bad president. I honestly would. But I just think it defeats so much of the safeguards that our founding fathers tried to put into our electoral system. And I think it's going to confuse things terribly next Tuesday. I just think it's going to cause more confusion. But what do I know? I'm a Baptist preacher that does a talk show. Why would you listen to me? Seriously. All right. Besides that, I'm a far right-wing extremist. Yeah. All right. We'll take the final break and we will be back.
Talk radio that makes a difference. Makes a difference. This is Bob Burney Live.
I got a question for you in the closing moments of the program today. Do you believe that we serve a sovereign God? Now, I would imagine that most of you would emphatically say, yes. Okay, then. If we indeed serve a sovereign God, then why should we be worried or be fretting about next Tuesday? Now, there's a world of difference between concern, activity, responsibility, and worrying and fretting. I would never discourage people from campaigning for your candidate or your party's platform. And I have over and over and over and over again encouraged you to vote. I had a representative from the Family Research Council on today for the sole reason of explaining that not only is it our privilege, but we're exercising our authority to vote. So I'm not talking about that. But I'm seeing a whole lot of people that are just worried, fretting. What if, what if, what if? Oh, my goodness. What if the election doesn't go the way we want it to go? What if Joe Biden wins the election? Newsflash, God already knows. I don't know. To be really honest, 4 years ago, I had a very bad feel. I did not think that Donald Trump had any chance in the world, and I believed that Hillary Clinton was going to be our president. And I thought, oh, my goodness, oh, boy. And then it turned around. You know, 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning, those of us who stayed up, we were all staring at the TV going, really? No. Seriously? All right, this time around, I have a pretty good feeling. I think Donald Trump is going to win the election. I do. For a lot of reasons, and I'm not going to go into them, and I'm certainly not an expert on anything, so it'd be worthless for me to tell you why I have a good feeling and I think he's going to win the election. It's just my gut feeling. But I am not losing 1 second of sleep about, but what if Joe Biden? What about the Supreme Court? What if Joe Biden gets to be president and the Democrats take control of the Senate and they start packing the Supreme Court and all the gains that we made with the conservative justices? It's all down the toilet. And no. And here's why. It is not because of a lack of concern. I'm really concerned about America, the future of America, and so on. But here's what I know. God has a calendar. I have a calendar. All right? I can pull it up. Right now I've got my computer in front of me, and I can pull up my calendar, and I can look In fact, let me pull it up. I got it up. Okay, there it is. And I can see what I have scheduled for tomorrow. I got a 10 o'clock appointment with my eye doctor. And I can look at all my appointments. I have a calendar. But ultimately, I don't have complete control of my calendar. Joy and I had something scheduled for Saturday morning at 11 o'clock. We had to change that. And willfully and happily, we changed our plan. And we all do that. We got it on the calendar, but, most of you know, Joy and I have a little ministry that we call Cross Power. Well, this spring, our calendar was jammed full. Every weekend, we were speaking somewhere for Cross Power Ministries. That was our calendar. And then COVID came along, and everything was canceled. And I mean, everything was canceled. Our calendar just blew up. God's got a calendar. And nobody messes with God's calendar. He's got a prophetic calendar. The Bible is filled with prophecies. And every one of those prophecies will be fulfilled exactly when and how and where God has it planned. There will not be one deviation from God's calendar. Everything that He wants to happen will happen exactly how He wants it to happen and when He wants it to happen. Elections are important, but they do not impact God's calendar whatsoever. None. No impact whatsoever. So do I know who's going to win the election next week? No, I really don't. I got a feeling, and that's it. It's a feeling. But when we wake up Wednesday morning, if we know who has won, God will not be surprised, and He will certainly not be worried. He's got this whole thing under control. You with me on that? Are you with me on that? All right, then let's act like it. All right, folks, thanks for joining me. Have a great evening, but please remember whose you are.
Listen. Think. Discern.